A country that has been ruled by the same person for more than 40 years could be changing hands. That's our top story today. I'm Carl Azus, and you're watching CNN Student News. The war that has raged across Libya since February appears to be coming to a conclusion. Now, when we put today's show together, the fighting was not over. There were reports of gunfire and explosions in parts of the Libyan capital of Tripoli. But most of that city was controlled by the rebels who've been fighting the forces of longtime leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. This was how things looked in other parts of the country. People celebrating news that Colonel Gaddafi's rule might be almost over. There were celebrations in Tripoli as well, despite the fighting going on between rebels and Gaddafi's supporters. Several significant events helped give momentum to the rebels. They gained control of a main square where Muammar Gaddafi's troops had gathered previously. They took over the state-run television, and they arrested three of Colonel Gaddafi's sons. Wasn't clear what might happen to these men, but the International Criminal Court does have a warrant out for the arrest of one of the sons who was captured. Reacting to the news out of Libya yesterday, President Obama described the situation as fluid, meaning uncertain and changing. But he said it's clear that, quote, the Gaddafi regime is coming to an end and the future of Libya is in the hands of its people. So what about Colonel Gaddafi himself? As of Monday afternoon, he hadn't been arrested. The rebels weren't sure where he was. But rebel officials said Gaddafi's capture would be the real moment of victory in this. Muammar Gaddafi, whom you see in this file video, was 27 years old when he led a group of Libyan army officers in overthrowing the country's king. That was in September of 1969. Colonel Gaddafi has ruled Libya ever since. In the 1970s and 80s, he was known for supporting terrorism and terrorist groups. Starting in the late 1990s, he began working to reestablish connections with Western countries like the U.S., but now his 42-year reign looks to be ending. Early in the day Monday, Sarah Seidner was in Tripoli reporting on the events there as the rebels advanced. Here's what she had to say.
From the coastal road to Green Square, what we are seeing are rebels that are filling the streets. They're celebrating. They are very, very jubilant that they've been able to come into this city so easily. Everybody seems to have guns here, but we have seen some families, for the first time, seen some families out. They are yelling, Allahu Akbar, or God is great. Happy to see that the Gaddafi regime did not show much resistance, and they feel like they are finally able to speak their minds about this regime that they are very unhappy with. But just a few residents, we see a little boy that's here. There is some gunfire, not as much as what we've seen in the past when the rebels go forward. But certainly, this city is a whole different place than it was just a day ago. Sarah Seidner, CNN, Tripoli.
We remind you that what's happening in Libya is a developing story. The situation is changing. We have new details coming in all the time. In order to stay up on the most recent events, you can always go to CNN.com or to check out our homepage, CNNStudentNews.com.